is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz, an afternoon of terror in a shopping center in Atlanta.
An active shooter at Peachtree Center Mall.
I was walking down the street, and next thing you know, pow, 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 pow.
Atlanta police say three people were injured in the shooting in the shopping center's food court, and the suspect was also shot.
There was just a lot of chaos at the time.
Police say all the injured were taken to hospitals, alert, conscious, and breathing. A woman could be seen in a wheelchair being taken to an ambulance. The Peachtree Center was on lockdown. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
And just north of Atlanta, one person was shot and killed on a commuter bus. Police say a man hijacked the bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. The suspect's been arrested. And in Memphis, Tennessee, one adult and three children are in critical condition after being shot on an interstate. Police chased a suspect's vehicle and arrested two men. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested men with suspected ties to ISIS. CBS's Errol Barnett says they're from Tajikistan and crossed into the U.S. from Mexico last year and had their phones tapped when they did.
And what we understand, over the past few weeks, those wiretaps picked up key information, no active plot, but information that caused concern among U.S. officials that led them to coordinate this nationwide effort to detain all eight of them, both in Los Angeles, here in New York, and in Philadelphia.
President Biden's son Hunter is said to be considering appealing his conviction Tuesday on felony gun charges. CBS's Weijia Zhang at the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware, says a jail sentence is theoretically possible.
That is unlikely for a first-time offender. The judge did not set a date for the sentencing, but said it's usually about 4 months from the verdict, putting it just weeks from the November election.
Expelled New York Republican Congressman George Santos will be arraigned on almost two dozen criminal charges Wednesday. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Today's arraignment isn't adding any new charges to the criminal prosecution of George Santos. The superseding indictment is merely intended to correct errors in the original indictment. Santos is still charged with 23 counts of conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States and wire fraud.
53 years after a corporate jet carrying five men disappeared on a snowy Vermont night, the wreckage, may have been found in Lake Champlain. The plane disappeared shortly after departing the Burlington Airport on January 27, 1971. Last month, an underwater searcher found wreckage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On air, Jane Matinier, Todd Alba, live from our world headquarters in downtown Madison, Greg Bach and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Really happy to have you along. Just a reminder, coming up after the 11 o'clock news, we will have the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. We'll have you the word that you need to text in via the Civic Media app, and you can win some wonderful, wonderful prizes. And there's two grand prizes that everyone is going to be in the drawing for. So stick around for that coming up at 11:06. Todd Alba, how are you, my friend? And friendly competitor, I should say.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, to start off, first of all, welcome. We would love to have you here in Madison. And it's great to be working together in person.
Absolutely.
Right?
It really is. It's fun.
We love to see you guys and Greg, you know, and Kelvin down in Waukesha via the old stream. But just it's a vibe,
yeah,
about being in the same room.
Being together.
Which is to say that you're whooping me because we got the new totals for the Text to Win contest. And by the way, when you're here, the lawyers do stand outside the glass.
They're right there.
Statewide.
Nice suits, by the way.
Statewide Text to Win contest.
Mm-hmm.
You're whooping me, and so you threw down the gauntlet, and you said a steak dinner to the winner, which the loser has to buy.
Exactly.
And based on yesterday's results, I'm feeling I better take along an extra $100.
Well, this is going to be a cumulative. We don't know where we are cumulatively yet, so I don't know that they're going to tell us until Friday.
No.
And I also heard, while listening to your fine program, mm-hmm, that it has been determined that should it be a tie,
Yes.
What is going to be the resolution?
It's going to be a leg wrestling contest. Best 2 out of 3, Pat Kreitler will be the official. And so it'll be Jane and I in a historic Lakeside Amory leg wrestle-off.
I mean, perhaps I should have told you this before you decided on this. But I have a long history of shot putting. And you really need strong thighs if you're a shot putter. You know, anybody who shot puts like I do, you know, it's all in the legs. So good luck with that.
Oh, and I think you're a little shorter, but you have strong. See, I think I'm out of luck if it comes to leg wrestling. So I think I better bring along the checkbook.
We are going to be in a couple of places. We're going to be in your hometown, Homestead, tomorrow at Richland Center.
Yes, at Crosscut Park at the Veterans Pavilion right behind the community center. So come on down for Jane's show from 10 until 2, and then or 10 until noon, and then our show noon until 2. So come on down. We're going to have coffee. Speaking of coffee.
You brought a special. This is the most adorable coffee pot I've ever seen.
So I was in Richland Center over the weekend, and Mom is loading me her 1977 percolator pot
that
won. This is a prize she won for selling Tupperware back in the 70s.
Wow.
And so we've got a percolator. We're going to have it down at the park, along with our unofficial sponsor, because we didn't ask him to pay anything. But still, our unofficial sponsor of the tour, Wonder State Coffee from the On Location shop, and we're going through Viroqua, which is the home roastery of Wonder State.
Ooh.
Tomorrow after the show.
Nice.
So we'll have Wonder State Coffee at Crosscut Park in Richland Center tomorrow, and then on Thursday we're at Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee, and Amory at the Danielson Stage at Mike Mitchell Park.
And we both looked at the weather forecast, and it really looks great for every day that we're going to be out this week. So again, tomorrow and Friday, we are going to be at Parks in Richland Center, and then the one in Amory on Friday. So bring out a lawn chair,
and
we'll have coffee for you.
Absolutely.
Nothing but the best. Todd brings his own coffee pot. And we'll have cups.
We'll have cups. Beautiful, nice paper cups.
Exactly. All right.
Wait. Speaking of, I want to thank you. I did this before, but in person, I have my Badger coffee mug, which will be going on the tour. But thanks to Jane, I no longer have to buy plastic water bottles because I have my reusable Yeti right here. Thank you, Jane.
Is that not the greatest thing in the world?
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
and I've been using it.
I'm not getting paid by Yeti. Greg Bach.
Nicely done.
I'm not kidding. Not Yeti, but I'll get paid one day. I love those things. They're fantastic. We have some breaking news we want to start out with before we do a little California guy update. Hunter Biden, after 8 years of investigation by the Justice Department, Hunter Biden has been found guilty on multiple counts in the Delaware case over whether he violated the law when he filled out a form to buy a gun and swore under penalty of perjury that he was not on drugs at the time. There had previously been a plea agreement that was later withdrawn. This is the part I find really interesting. Such cases are not normally prosecuted.
Right.
As they're very difficult to prove. However, Biden wrote a tell-all book about his struggle with addiction, essentially giving a timeline of his relapse, which the prosecutor then said revealed a false statement on the form. He knew he was doing drugs. That's what the evidence shows. But you talked to attorney Jim Santel, who has the show Amicus Brief on Saturdays on Civic Media. Mm-hmm. And what was it that he told you about this case?
Well, it's just that if it had been just like in the Trump case, I shouldn't say just like, but similarly to the Trump case, if any one of us would have done what Trump was convicted of doing, we would have been in jail most likely long time ago. And in this case, the Hunter Biden case, if any one of us had been accused of what Biden has now been convicted of, we probably would not have gone to a trial like this. We would have been fined heavily, slapped on the wrist, admonished, but it probably wouldn't have gone to trial. So I respect what the jury found, and I admire President Biden for saying that he is not going to pardon his son, that he's going to respect the court's decision.
Yes.
But I don't think it would have ever come to this had it not been for being the president's son. And of course, remember, unlike the Trumpster kids, Biden's kids are not part of the White House in terms of running the White House or being paid by the federal government or federal government employees.
Yeah, that is kind of an important distinction.
Kind of an important distinction.
It is. Yeah. Hunter Biden was never given a security clearance, never did things on behalf of the U.S. government, unlike Ivanka and Jared, who were so qualified. But anyway, now I think it's important.
But the stilettos in the White House in the Trump years were top-notch.
They were good. But I do think it's important just to point out the difference in that people are not rioting outside of the federal courthouse, that Hunter Biden is being unfairly prosecuted and this is unfair and we should overturn it. And we're going to, and as you said, President Biden has already said he will not pardon him. So these arguments about the Justice Department being completely weaponized against Republicans has no basis.
Well, and I think that's a great point, Jane. And certainly I feel for Hunter Biden because by all accounts, he went through a very difficult part of his life, like several people do. There, by the grace of God, go I. And by all accounts, he's turned his life around. And I think it's just unfortunate that now he's going to have to go back and pay for these sins of the past because of being perhaps the president's son.
And that's exactly why.
Right, exactly. But if you want to look at it purely from political terms, this is probably, unfortunate as it is, probably a great thing for Biden in terms of political terms because of what you just said. It's awful hard to say that you're weaponizing the Justice Department against your opponent when the same Justice Department just found your own son guilty.
Yeah.
And good point. This is not to sound funny or haha, got you, but we live in a country right now where when little children are shot to death in school, we have a group of people who say, nope, we shouldn't be taking anyone's guns away. Let's arm the teachers. Let's arm the employees. Let's arm everyone who can be armed on the school property. Where was the NRA picketing for Hunter Biden saying, doesn't matter if he was under, he should be able to get a gun whenever he wants. This is a dumb law. He shouldn't have to sign this. He never should have to sign this in the first place. Where were they? They were nowhere to be found. Nobody was picketing. No one was outraged. Everyone just sort of accepted as, yes, he apparently broke the law, he's going on trial for that, and let it move forward. And the headlines have been quiet. We got the one headline, that's it.
But you make a good point, Greg, about where was the NRA? Where are all these 2A proponents going? You know, you're stomping on his right to get a gun and his ability to get a gun, and what if he needs a gun? And, oh, no, this case is fine.
Yeah,
right. Right, exactly.
Just fine. All right. We wanted to do a little update on California guy sighting. Lake-sitting, axe-throwing California guy Eric Hovde. ProPublica reporting that...
Can you now just start calling him that? Eric Hovde?
I might call him Begonia Hovde. Like, that'll... Ooh, ouch.
The Begonia. Really, the Begonia.
Eric Hovde had promised that he would attend a meet-and-greet at Oconto County's Copperfest Parade on Saturday. Then there was a little tipster who took a picture who said Eric Hovde was in Laguna Beach, California, where he owns a home. While you cannot clearly see the man's face, and you really can't because I've seen the photo, he does appear to be with Carson LaPietro, who is president of Hovde's bank, and he appears to be wearing the same hat, bathing suit, and beach chair as in a previous video. Hovde's campaign and the Oconto County GOP, did not respond to the questions.
That's the biggest tell right there.
Yeah. That they didn't respond at all?
Because if it wasn't Hovde, the first thing he would have said is, that's not our boss, and here's where he was, and here's five people to prove it.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
They did not do that, which I find this is just absolutely fantastically rich that, you know, the guy who has literally TV ads up right now attacking Senator Baldwin saying, well, she's coming after me, so I'm not really from Wisconsin. Here's the high school I graduated from. The guy says he's still literally running for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin and living in California and saying, nah, I'm not going back up there north of Green Bay in Oconto County. I'm just going to stay here on the beach at Laguna Beach in California. He's writing the ads, for goodness sake.
He seriously is.
I was talking to Pat about this earlier, and Jane hates it when I do this. But Hovde, people, give me a call. It's fine if there's a schedule snafu. Todd, you've been through this. I've been through this. When you work for a political figure, there's scheduling snafus. And politicians need a vacation from the campaigning or from daily life. Both of those are acceptable. But if you were going to take a break, Eric, just be like, I love it. I love vacation in Wisconsin. There's wonderful beaches here in Wisconsin. Don't go back to your house. Not a house, but your main house. Just one of many. Come on, Eric!
Well, yes, that's the point, Greg. You're absolutely right that it wasn't that he was in his so-called house in Madison.
Madison, right.
You know, saying, you know, I'm just really tired out. I need a day. I'm going to stay here on Lake Mendota. No. It just proves that he actually does not live in Wisconsin.
No.
That when he goes, quote unquote, home,
yes,
home is California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
the fact that they think, like, much like Tim Michaels, they can just parachute in, you know, and say, oh, I'm from here, and I know what it's like to be a Wisconsinite. I'm genuine, but I'm never here.
By the way, just in case you're wondering where the junior senator from Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, was this weekend.
Was she in Wisconsin?
She was at the June Dairy Breakfast in Richland County.
No kidding.
Yes, where we're going tomorrow. So Senator Baldwin was serving cheese curds and pancakes in the beautiful hills of Richland County, Wisconsin this weekend, while Eric Hovde, OC, Orange County Eric Hovde, was on the beach in California.
That sounds now, like the opening.
If that doesn't tell the whole story, I don't know what does.
That just sounds like the beginning of maybe an attack ad. I don't know. Who knows?
Ooh,
I mean, right? we have a group of people who just love to give us intel in the form of ads. I don't know if we have it ready for now, or maybe listen to it on the other side of the break.
Yeah, why don't we take it on the other side of the break?
Yeah.
We have an attack ad, in case you haven't heard it yet, from this really vicious, completely legitimate and totally real super PAC called We Got Nothing Else.
Really?
Yeah, they're nasty.
The way they deliver them are so wonderful, too.
It's unusual, to say the least.
It's unusual to be loved
by anyone. If you want to join...
That's what's going to be the whole week. We have sequins waiting.
I'm glad I'm not on the road then. Oh my
and
God.
Feathered headdresses. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put your silver key in the Michael ignition. Burn a little rubber with me. Road tripping. Head for the nearest beach. Do a little skinhead dipping. Gonna get wild and free. Road tripping. Road tripping. Road tripping with me.
The Tap.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution, a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's gonna be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba coming to you from our studio in Madison, and Greg Bach and the Calvinator in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. This is the first day of our On the Road with Jane and Todd.
It's fantastic.
It is. It's great.
State Street. People are meandering up and down. It's a beautiful day, a little overcast, but warm. We went over to Wonder Steak, got some coffee.
Nice. All in preparation. Tomorrow, we will be in Richland Center. On Thursday, we'll be in Eau Claire. Friday, we wrap things up in Amory. And, of course, our statewide text-to-win contest, Scani Summer Contest. We will have the keyword for you to text in next hour, right after the 11 o'clock news. Be listening for that. Todd and I in a pretty tight competition.
Did you notice the words they're giving me versus other people?
I understand your word today is Shaquamagon, which is perfectly
fine.
Just
fine by me. I mean,
is that a problem?
What's wrong, Todd? I don't understand.
No, I know. Nothing.
I mean,
three-letter words, and I get register for one of mine.
Hey, Todd, we got the word cabin, and someone texted the word Kevin. So, not really. Okay.
Well, you know.
Rhododendron is coming for you later in the week.
I need to pay off the people making the words.
I might have. Anyway, be listening after 11 o'clock. And also, Lisa Schiller will be here from the Better Business Bureau to talk about how to protect yourself if you want travel insurance and also how to avoid hotel booking scams. That is all coming up right after the 11 o'clock news. We were talking about Lake Sinning axe-throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Was supposed to be at a fundraiser in Oconto on Saturday, and he wasn't there, apparently.
Which, by the way, have you been to Oconto County? It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet it is.
Gorgeous.
Just north of Green Bay on the way up to Peshtigo. Beautiful part of the state.
But a tipster actually caught who appears to be California guy, Eric Hovde, on the beach in California with the president of his bank. And both the Oconto County GOP and Hovde's campaign did not respond to any questions, courtesy of Politico. Shocker.
Shocker.
I have a question for both of you. We talk about Eric Hovde a lot, and I'm trying to figure out if there has been one success in his campaign thus far. I feel like for every step he takes forward, whether it's an ad, an interview, or anything, he takes two, three steps back for, you know, having his employees pose as people in a commercial and not just disclosing that, being caught on the beach, putting out ads that are begging people to have them believe he's from Wisconsin and of the people of Wisconsin. I just haven't seen a single tangible victory for him other than he gets to run because he's rich.
Well, and he has no policies.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all useless generalized statements and platitudes. And the latest TV commercial that stuck out for me was Tammy Baldwin is a hypocrite. Oh, okay.
Boy, you really got him.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Ouch. Calvin, let's play that completely real and totally legitimate attack ad that that only Matt and Air on Air we got to buy for. I don't know quite how that happened, but let's take that for a spin.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
It's brutal, huh?
Brutal.
I mean,
brutal.
Wow.
And the reason it's so successful is that the person they're going after, she feeds right into it. She actually gets things done for her constituents. So she's just making it worse for herself.
I know. If she just would sit back, you know, go to a beach.
And be like Ron Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, like, she could sit on a D.C. beach or something. I have no idea.
I mean, when you show up in Richland County, Wisconsin, serving cheese at a dairy breakfast, I mean, that just feeds into the entire perception that you're in touch with Wisconsinites and you're getting stuff done.
I'm assuming, because she does this a lot.
All the time.
She visits farmers, visits union workers, she visits people all over the state. She actually does do that.
Well, and I think, I mean, Greg asked the question earlier. I mean, yes, I think that Hovde's campaign has been an abysmal disaster for the most part. The only effective ad, if I want to remove just from a purely political standpoint, the despicable ad where he just kind of gins up half-truths and right-wing propaganda and that thing where he brings the four beers out. I mean, that's speaking directly to his base, I guess, the Trump base, to fire them up. But on the opposite side, I think the more important story is the phenomenal job that Senator Baldwin's team is doing.
Yes.
Because they're doing exactly the right thing, in my opinion. They're telling real stories, having real Wisconsinites talk about real things that Senator Baldwin has done for them and make a difference in their lives. And we always, I mean, said in politics, you normally you win your campaign the year before the election because it's what you're doing in your district, in her case, the state, if you're out there when you're not up for election, and what you're getting done back home for the folks, as they say, the constituent casework, and Tammy Baldwin checks all those boxes off.
Well, and I think, too, like Tim Michaels, Tim Michaels, Eric Hovde have nothing to bring to Wisconsinites except I'm really wealthy, I'm a businessman, you should trust me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's really it. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say we can announce today that we just confirmed that Senator Tammy Baldwin will be on the show on Thursday at 11 a.m.
Wow, nice
talking about her latest bill to help, you know, keep business accountable, big business accountable here in the country, which has a direct effect on Wisconsinites and us taxpayers. So we are very lucky to have Senator Baldwin returning to the show. And that will be on this Thursday at 11 o'clock, starting the second hour.
And in the interest of fairness, I do understand that the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC also has another ad in the works.
Yes.
Featuring completely real and totally legitimate Wisconsinites.
Really?
Speaking on Eric Hovde's behalf. So that I believe that's coming sometime.
Well, when you hear the words of the quote-unquote Wisconsinites at Hovde's campaigns, they say, you know, I really like Wisconsin. It's a really great place.
It is totally my favorite state.
They may be California girls.
News is coming up next. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lay back, enjoy the show.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we're live in Richland Center with our friend Jane Matnair on the road. Also, Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas has given mediators a response to a proposed three-phase ceasefire plan. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
In its official response, Hamas is continuing to insist Israel withdraw from Gaza completely in order to release any remaining hostages. This after that rescue over the weekend left close to 300 dead, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health, a number Israel disputes. This resident questioning how Israel could kill hundreds of people in the name of freeing hostages.
The U.S. says Israel has accepted the proposal, but Israeli officials say the offensive in Gaza will not end until it achieves its goal of dismantling Hamas. CBS News has learned that President Biden has ordered a second Patriot missile system be sent to Ukraine.
The U.S. supplied one of the highly valued systems earlier in the war.
but until now had refused to send a second one because the Patriots are needed to defend American troop locations in the Middle East and elsewhere around the world. The Patriots are capable of shooting down Russian aircraft and missiles, which have been targeting both Ukrainian cities and frontline troop positions. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
There's been a shooting on an interstate in Memphis, Tennessee. Four people were hit. Police Lieutenant Lewis Brownlee says two people were detained after a dangerous car chase.
Three juveniles and one adult were transported by private vehicle to Baptist East. All are listed in critical condition.
A federal judge has blocked a Florida law that bars gender-affirming care for minors who are transgender. Dr. Jack Turbin runs the Gender Psychiatry Program at UC San Francisco.
They're hearing politicians say things like being trans is a mental illness, or you shouldn't be allowed to use the bathroom that aligns with your gender identity because you're going to sexually assault people. You know, my patients know these things aren't true, but when you hear it constantly, it just drives anxiety and depression.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will appeal the federal judge's injunction. Brush fires are burning early in the season in Northern California. CBS News Bay Area reporter Kevin Koh spoke about it with San Jose Fire Department Battalion Chief Bill Murphy.
It's not only the tall, dry grass that brings concern for firefighters.
It is common for embers to get into trees and to cast downwind approximately quarter to a half mile.
A recent example was a fire about a week ago that destroyed three homes in East San Jose. Strong winds carried embers over several blocks to another neighborhood.
It was 20 years ago today that former President Ronald Reagan's body was sealed inside a tomb at his presidential library in Simi Valley, California, after a week of mourning and remembrance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of eBombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Mattner, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
How about that? I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan, we're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn?